Thunder Bay. A Lyft Plus specialized transit rider in Thunder Bay calls the service a national embarrassment. Jordan Werner, speaking to City Council on Monday night, said users have to book appointments a week in advance, have a limited window to call in and are often told the rides have been booked up. They're not available at the time a user needs wants one or they're only available in one direction. He urged council to push for more drivers and buses, to improve the quality of spending and to consult with drivers on the service's newest buses, saying they make for a rough ride, with operators forced to drive below the speed limit for the safety of passengers. Werner, who lives in Brantford, Ont. But visits the city frequently, said he and other persons with disabilities are being denied the ability to live normal, fulfilled lives, and are forced to make plans well in advance, noting last-minute appointments and social invitations are not possible for anyone who needs the service to get around. Werner, who is visually impaired, said as a result, Thunder Bay is an unfit place for those requiring paratransit to reside. The quantity of service, for various reasons, is so inefficient to make it impossible for persons with a disability to attempt to live a somewhat normal life despite it, Werner said on Monday night, making a successful 10-minute deputation before council. Werner said in his time in Thunder Bay, he's learned he has to plan his appointment and social calendar long in advance, and then hope he can get through in the half-hour window or so, 7 days out, before rides fill up. It's a far cry from what he's experienced in Brantford, Hamilton and Halifax, where 48 hours is usually the maximum time needed to book a paratransit ride, and sometimes same-day service is available, though not always. Does this provide the same freedom as your own car? Of course not. But it's at least much closer to real life, Werner said. Werner did not give a number of buses or drivers that he'd like to see the city add, but said it wouldn't be one or two. The city last year purchased 6 new Lyft Plus buses, including 2 additional buses that added to its paratransit fleet, a $1.3 million acquisition. The service provides about 80,000 rides per year, with about 95,000 requests coming in. We are severely deficient, said Werner, also asking council to evaluate its use of a local taxicab company while improving scheduling of the Lyft Plus service to maximize the time of drivers they do have in the city's employ. He said he's been told that it's not economically feasible to put a driver on the road for 3 hours, but Werner disagreed, saying it would allow for more rides for more people. This is a national embarrassment, he said. This is not how people with disabilities live elsewhere in the city. I would like to possibly keep my aging grandmother company until she passes away, but it is impossible. Count. Brian Hamilton said he can understand, noting a friend had to make 180 phone calls before getting through trying to book a Lyft Plus appointment. Has it always been this inefficient or is this new? He asked. It has always been nearly this inefficient. It was always sufficiently inefficient, Werner responded. At large count. Rebecca Johnson questioned why Werner didn't bring the issue to the Accessibility Committee first, and offered him a chance to meet with the committee at a future date, which Werner accepted. At that point current River Count. Andrew Folds asked council to refer the matter, along with Werner's 5 suggestions to improve the service, to administration, the Amalgamated Transit Union and the city's Accessibility Committee. The vote was unanimous in favor of the referral. A report is expected back before council in the new year in time for budget deliberations.